Welcome to Hands That Heal, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Larry and Belinda Warren are interviewed by Barbara Alexander, host of Health Radio, about taking control of your health. For more information, visit clearpassage.com.
Larry and Belinda Warren are my guests. Clear Passage Physical Therapy is the name of your business?
Right.
And they perform different functions, but they're both here talking to us. So pay attention, folks. I know for a fact there are people out there going, really?
You may want to know a little bit about how we stumbled onto all of this, because we weren't really aware of the prevalence of the problem or that there was a treatment when we first started. And it's an interesting story. Would you like to hear a little
Absolutely.
Bit about it? Okay. We were treating adhesions and treating patients with chronic pain from really all around the country, and we started a couple of women that we treated that had blocked fallopian tubes became pregnant, and we thought, well, that's interesting, because fallopian tubes aren't supposed to open on their own. They always close by adhesions. So we started treating more of a female population, and infertile women started coming to us. And then this lady calls Belinda up after treatment and says, you know, Belinda, something unusual happened to me. And well, what is that? Well, it's a little embarrassing. Well, what is it? She says, well, after you treated me, I've had orgasms like I've never had before in my life. Belinda's being a conservative.
This is not what you want to put on your shingle.
Right. Well, Belinda's pretty conservative. She said, well, is that okay? Are you all right? Well, she said, yeah, I'm just fine, but it's...
Her husband was very happy too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And I won't go into that. We're going to get back into the pain, but we were consulting with the chief of staff of the hospital here, who's a research gynecologist, and he said, after we had about 8 or 10 of these calls and people talking about decreased pain and increased lubrication and such like that, he said, you're kidding. He said, that's really important. And we said, it is. And he said, well, yes. He said, there's nothing in medicine that we have to treat these conditions. He said, basically, we just knock out the pain, or give them something so that they can't feel, or sometimes send them for psychological counseling because we don't know what else to do. And he encouraged us to do a research study. We've now published.
That's really insulting, you know. No, it really is. I have been in a position where I've had a problem, and I've had doctors say, "Oh, well, you're grieving. It's psychological. Go see a shrink."
Horrible thing.
If I could have, I would have just mowed them down with my laser beam.
Right.
Yeah, understandable.
Right.
I mean, so that has to make anybody feel less than, you know, the optimum human being.
Yeah.
Well, when they're
totally,
told something like that.
Totally disempowering when you have a physical
disempowering
problem.
You're very politically correct.
I
liken it to being a puddle on the floor and scooting under the door, trying to make it home before somebody steps in the middle of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a little more graphic, but it's true.
Yeah.
And I mean, these patients would say, am I going crazy? I mean, why is my doctor tells me I need to get psych counseling, but it hurts, you know? And it's ruining my marriage, and it's ruining my life, and now I'm wondering if I'm crazy on top of it. Or if that's the cause of it.
Well, you can always say yes, but it's a long trip, darling.
Right. Yeah. Very true.
Okay, is that dyspareunia that we're talking about?
So it's dyspareunia, which is pain with intercourse. So the American Society for Reproductive Medicine asked us to present a paper to them and to their august group of physicians on our treatment, because they had never heard of really something that actually treats the cause, which was a mechanical cause generally, and speaking these adhesions, which I referred to earlier, which form whenever you heal from anything. So we treated, so we went, they voted me to give the talk, is hand me a microphone, you can tell, sort of. So I get up, they were as shocked to find out that there was a physical for intercourse pain as we were shocked to find out that 60% of the audience were psychiatrists. I mean, they've just always thought, well, this is just a psychological problem. This is, you know, bad humors, or the woman's, you know, it's very disempowering and kind of maybe an
suffering from an advanced case of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. You know, looking the other way, and it's just like, I'm not going to look at that too closely because this has to do with sex, and you know, that's, let's just give it to the psychologist. Well, it's a physical part of the body that hurts like any other part of the body that hurts. It hurts.
I was right in my opening. For a country that's as obsessed with the sexual environment, we are incredibly provincial about dealing with the problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And more open about it in Europe.
Europe, everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah, you're right. We're still very Victorian.
Do we remember... I once asked somebody who had 7 children, did you remember where they came from?
that's good.
Because, obviously, action versus result never crossed your mind. So... You've got all these women out there. They're not being listened to. Is this because, and, you know, I'm really not sexist at all. But I wonder when the preponderance of physicians, medical physicians, were males, which I think is changing.
Yeah.
Would that be one of those situations of, oh, my God, I can't deal with this. I'll send her to a shrink.
That's probably part... was part of it in the past. Hopefully it's changing more now. But I don't know, in my opinion and in my life experiences, what I have found through my own physical stuff is that if a physician hasn't experienced something themselves, there's no way they can really totally relate to what their patient is completely.
Well, that's, you know, that's in part very true. And I mean, you don't have to have a broken arm ever to understand that this thing hanging by the patient's side is not working out correctly.
That's a good point.
And so if you know anything about the skeletal structure, fixing an arm is way less of a problem. But you start getting into some of those internal things that this is plumbing I don't have, this is... There hasn't been any literature on it, the drug companies haven't educated me on what to give people along those lines. I mean, these are all factors.
Absolutely right. I mean, they're frustrated. The physicians are frustrated because they don't have an answer, and they don't have the answer to this. And they really, perhaps the reason it has not been researched before is exactly what you said, because of the largely male-dominated physician population.
Yeah, and it isn't that they have anything against women. It's that they've never experienced anything like it, and nobody... I mean, you know, you don't just pull these things out of the air and say, I wonder if.
Yeah.
No.
It doesn't work that way, unfortunately.
Okay. Endometriosis, does this fall right in there?
Well, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Endometriosis.
But it's not endometriosis.
Necessarily. I mean, most of our patients who have endometriosis also have pain with intercourse, you know, as well as very painful periods. But not all women who have pelvic pain and pain with intercourse have endometriosis. You know, again, if they have a history of vaginal or yeast infections or abortion or the episiotomy or any other kind of surgeries in the pelvic area or a direct trauma, a fall, a car accident, the pelvic floor muscles can go into spasm. And over time, the spasm may calm down, you know, with the muscle relaxants, but they tend to stay tighter on one side versus the other. And, you know, those imbalances can and do cause pain.
Okay. Now, scar tissue is developed in any number of ways. It can be, and nowadays with some of the laser surgeries, there's less of it because of the cauterization of the wounds.
Well, there's less of it, but anything that creates tissue trauma, the body's going to respond by laying down adhesions.
You were talking about adhesions.
Yes. What are adhesions made of?
Adhesions are made of fibers of collagen. It's kind of like a nylon rope is made of 1,000 tiny little strands. These strands of collagen surround, they have a tensile strength of 2,000 pounds a square inch. They're very, very strong.
Really?
Yeah. Anytime that we heal from anything, whether it is a surgery or a fall, you fall onto your tailbone or your hip, hundreds of these tiny strands of collagen come rushing in and lay down around the area that's been injured or cut in a surgery, and attach and sort of isolate that area so that your body's immune system can fight off the infection or help the tissues heal. The problem is, Barbara, once you heal, those collagen fibers that lay down, they're called adhesions when they get large enough, those collagen fibers remain there in your body, and they're there for life.
And you don't really feel them because they're out of the way? And
most of them we don't feel. You know, generally, as we get into our 30s and 40s, we may feel thickening in the back of our neck and our shoulders from forward head posture because little collagen fibers form there, little adhesions.
Okay, I'm a female of the species. I don't want to hear words like thickening.
Okay. Well,
there gets to be more of them. They grow, right?
They never get smaller. They stay the same or they grow.
All right. What is the Wern technique? Apparently, you have found the miracle cure.
Well, it's a hands-on technique. It feels like a deep massage, but calling it a massage is a little bit like calling a space shuttle a plane. I mean, we've researched this for 20 years and published in some of the most respected medical journals in the world, honestly. But we break apart adhesions cross-link by cross-link, strand by strand, using our hands.
From the outside?
From the outside, sometimes with the patient's permission, internally as well. Certainly with intercourse pain, there's generally some internal treatment. Physical therapists are allowed to treat internally, and we do that with a great deal of respect and patient permission, as I say. But wherever they are, I mean, it just kind of depends on where they form and where they're causing pain or dysfunction, such as infertility or pain.
Prior pregnancies, do they create, other than the one you mentioned earlier, other than that, do they also create some sort of adhesion?
Well, it depends.
I mean, if a woman's had four or five children, or three, maybe.
Anytime tissues are traumatized and have to heal, adhesions will form as the first step in the healing process. Once healing has occurred, the adhesions remain in the body for the rest of your life.
Yeah, then they may never be problematic, or, you know, over time, they may pull more on one side than the other and start pulling putting pressure on pain-sensitive structures, causing, you know, back pain, bladder pain. They may, if they get severe enough, cause small bowel obstructions.
Good Lord.
Period-related pain. Yeah.
In which case, menopause must be really exciting.
Yeah, actually, it is a relief for many women.
You know, the body is such a finely tuned machine. Everything works with everything else.
Very true.
And it works with such incredible synchronization that to have something in there that blocks its performance has to affect the rest of the body almost instantly.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I mean, I'm not the physical therapist here.
Yeah, no. The body functions best when it's balanced and symmetrical in gravity, and when the muscles and the soft tissues are flexible, and when the organs aren't stuck together from adhesions from surgeries, and when things become adhered, they start moving more as a unit instead of moving independently of each other, which eventually can start to decrease the ability of the organs to function as efficiently and can start causing pain in different areas.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about the actual treatment. And, you know, we're talking on health radio here. It's not going to freak anybody out.
The treatment, it's all manual. We've got
How do you know where this stuff is?
We feel for where there's free mobility versus restricted mobility of all the soft tissues throughout the body, as well as the organs and their attachments. And we'll apply a stretch where we feel things feel lumpy or thick or hard. And you know, we'll stretch those areas until we feel things letting go and softening.
Okay.
The other thing.
Does it, excuse me, Larry, does it show up in an X-ray?
No.
No, adhesions don't show up in X-rays. No.
So it actually has to be a touch and feel kind of thing.
Well, actually, the whole process starts. We have a pretty extensive 6-page questionnaire that where we ask the patient to go through their lifetime history, including history of traumas, infections, inflammations, and surgeries. So from that, we already start to get an idea of where they have gone through healing in their bodies. Then we see Belinda, and she starts palpation, starts palpating, and understanding even better where that is. As she's treating her, as I'm treating, the patient may feel that pulling. Oh, you know, when you're there, I feel that pulling into my low back, my shoulder or neck. It's telling us where these adhesions have bound down the tissues over the course of life, and they often will tend to pull a person forward, especially women who have pelvic adhesions. They tend to pull forward, so you kind of feel like you can't stand up straight. And when you do stand up straight, it creates more inflammation because it's pulling on them. So it can become a recurring growth process on the front of the body and in the pelvis for a lot of people, especially women.
Men get them too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, most definitely.
But it doesn't affect them in the same way? What?
If they've had surgeries or traumas, absolutely. They get affected in the same way and get similar type symptoms. You know, not pain with intercourse, but...
Being a health radio entity, you may be interested. If we had some patients call about 2 years ago, from California, actually, who said, you know, if you treat blocked fallopian tubes, how about small bowel obstructions? And we said, what do you mean? Well, I've had 7 surgeries for small bowel obstructions.
Mother of God.
And
at that point, I would have called the Roto-Rooter people.
Well, they don't. Medical science does not have an answer except surgery. And surgery is the number one cause of small bowel obstruction.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, okay, let's make it worse because what happens is you keep cutting into the bowel and you've got to create a scar everywhere you go.
Because otherwise, the bowel's closed, you can't eat. You're going to be on an IV for the rest of your life.
You know, every osteo...
And what we suggest is if someone thinks they're interested or just wants to learn more or know more, go to the website, fill out a 6-page questionnaire. We will do a consultation with you. There's no charge for it. We don't push anybody into anything. We think people should make their own choices for their bodies. So, but we will at least educate you.
You have to know what you're deciding before you can decide.
Absolutely.
I'm very impressed that everybody wants me to make decisions about my own body, and I actually do some research when I need something. But a lot of people don't know where to go or what to look at, and they're not as informed, and they're not as so. When you say, well, you have your choice between this and this. Well, what's going to make it go away? What's going to make me okay? And if somebody says, and you trust them, well, we can go in and cut it out. That's what's going to happen.
That's right.
So that's why we're on the air. That's why we're telling people about all of this, right?
That's right. There's no substitute for education. One of us should mention, that there are free downloads of different chapters from the book that we recently had published.
That's the one, Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain?
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's, I mean, we've had some nice endorsements from one physician at Harvard Medical School, another at Columbia Medical School. But if people, Christian Northrup wrote the foreword for us, if people are interested in endometriosis and might like to talk a little bit more about that, or adhesions or pelvic pain or intercourse pain, you can just download a chapter and read it on your computer for free or read it. And there's about 100 original illustrations in the book. So it's a good source of education.
Would lasers break up the adhesions?
They do have a cauterization that breaks up adhesions. It's burning. Basically burning the adhesions. They could be cut or they can be burned. And the problem is that then you have to heal from the surgery. So no matter how wonderful the surgeon is, he cannot help but create some more adhesions because you have to heal from the surgery.
You know,
so you have to weigh that.
I talked with a neurosurgeon who is able, with a laser and some sort of, I guess not robotics, but it's close, able to do surgery on the, what's that thing in the back of your head, the pineal gland?
Pituitary gland,
right. I knew it was a P word. Through the sinus cavities.
Yep. Yeah, there's an access from there.
Now, why is it that we're so slow in developing things for the other end of our bodies?
Very good question.
Thanks. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Founded by pilgrims.
Yeah. Okay, well, there you have it. Okay, well, you know, we're talking to people all over the country, and if enough people start asking the questions, the answers ultimately are forthcoming.
Yeah.
Now, you work with a local hospital?
No, we have researchers from a local hospital and biostatisticians that we use from the local hospital that help design studies for us.
Okay.
So that'd be at the university.
And physicians who are resources for you.
Yes, we do.
Okay. And that's true for each of your clinics?
Well, this is the home office, and this is where we do all the research in Florida. I have an interesting story for you about endometriosis, if you like.
Go.
We were at a conference that was sponsored by National Institutes of Health. It was an invitation-only conference for the top endometriosis experts in the world, and they were gracious enough to invite us.
Do they have an invitation-only? Are they afraid it's going to get crashed by the party people?
good question.
There were about 300 people in the room. And we were pretty new at treating endometriosis, but we knew we were seeing a lot of results. And I stood up and I said, you know, we've got good results treating scar tissue. We've got some studies published. Can you all, and we're hearing good results from our patients. What is the etiology of the pain with endometriosis? Is there a consensus? And where does the pain come from? And there was dead silence in the room. And nobody in this room of 300 experts on endometriosis knew where the pain was coming from. We have determined that what we believe happens is when endometrial tissue lands somewhere, and that is the tissue that would normally come out during menstruation, but it is found inside the body, when it lands somewhere, it creates inflammation, and that inflammation causes these tiny little crosslinks to form, 2,000 pounds a square inch, but they're very small. And then every month when that tissue swells, it pulls on those crosslinks and causes pain. We do know that when we treat that, pain decreases dramatically.
Thank you for listening to Hands That Heal. We hope you enjoy this educational segment. To learn more about Clear Passage Physical Therapy, please visit www.clearpassage.com.